where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Sarnia police are looking to the public for information about a daytime robbery that happened last month at Northgate Pharmacy. On March 13th, shortly before 4 in the afternoon, police were called about a robbery in progress where narcotics were demanded of pharmacy staff by a male suspect. He's described as tall, with a large build, light brown skin, possibly Indigenous. Police say the suspect vehicle is believed to be a black 2014 to 2017 Kia Sorento. It may have some peeling paint or dirty blemishes on the driver's side. Anyone with information is asked to call police or Crime Stoppers. A partial solar eclipse will be visible across Sarnia Lambton Monday, but we're being told to be extra cautious. Health Protection Supervisor with Lambton Public Health, Lori Lucas, says regular sunglasses won't cut it.
Really important to not look directly at the sun without proper eye protection during a solar eclipse. If you want to look at the solar eclipse, only use solar eclipse glasses with specialized filters that meet international standard ISO 12312-2.
Lucas says the peak will happen in Sarnia at about 3:15 in the afternoon, when 99% of the sun's light will be covered by the moon. It's estimated this won't happen again locally for another 126 years. A limited number of special glasses will be available to borrow at open Lambton County Library locations on Monday. You can visit the new Clearwater Library next week. Doors will officially open on Monday. This comes after the Mall Road Library closed last year. Cultural Services GM Andrew Meyer says the Clearwater branch features a new program room and private meeting space.
There is a collection of over 11,000 items that were transferred over from the Mall Road Library location. We will also have an early literacy station for children, public computers, a new self-service kiosk feature.
The new library, done in partnership with the City of Sarnia, is meant to act as a community hub. The Wellington Street site will also be home to a soon-to-open Sarnia Transit Terminal. A team from Sarnia called the Francobots is competing in Mississauga at the first Robotics Provincial Championship. Members arrived in the GTA yesterday to register and have their robot inspected ahead of today's qualifiers. The event is set to wrap up on Saturday. The team includes 11 students from two local French high schools. And the 29th annual powwow at Lambton College is on today. It's from 10 until 3 at the Cestar Group Athletics and Fitness Complex. The grand entry will open the cultural event at 11 o'clock, with all dancers entering the dance circle for the first time. In addition to dance demonstrations, the free public event will include traditional food and arts and craft vendors. Cloudy today. There is a slight chance of flurries or showers this morning. Showers expected by the afternoon, with winds out of the north, a high of 5. Cloudy tonight. Slight chance of showers or flurries, a low of 2. Cloudy tomorrow. There is a chance again of showers or flurries, with winds out of the northwest, a high of 6. Mix of sun and cloud on Saturday, a high of 7.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.